I was born in 1940 in Poland, which was at one time West Prussia, Germany. My father, his heart was in natural history, and he had gone out on expeditions for collecting for museums, the American Museum of Natural History, as a matter of fact, for one expedition to Sulawesi, Celebes at the time. He was a wasp specialist. He was really interested in ichneumon wasps. So nobody paid anybody to go out there and collect ichneumon wasps. So he would get these contracts to collect birds and mammals from museums, basically all over the world. So he was really a very much a naturalist, one of the old-time naturalists who went to the tropics mostly. Pretty much all of that came to an end at the Second World War. When we had to leave, we had no idea where we were going, only we had to get out of there because the Russian army was coming in. And so we ended up in a little hut in the forest, a nature reserve called the Hahnheide. A lot of people might not like living in the woods, but my father was used to being out in nature, and I think to some extent what some might have thought of the privation to him was kind of idyllic in a way. And we stayed there for 6 years before we came to the United States. And while we were there, he continued his wasp collecting, and I helped collecting wasps. He also started trapping again small mammals, so I took part in his mammal trapping, and I look back actually with nostalgia thinking about setting these traps and finding these amazing little shrews and mice that just could only be imagined, and having them in hand, and birds also. Since I was 6 years old, living in the Hahnheide, being in the woods for 6 years, all my entertainment was outside. I'd go outside, watch birds, find nests, pick mushrooms, pick berries. My father would catch ichneumon wasps and find them in hibernation and find beetles, and ended up collecting beetles. And a couple of times, I remember hearing ravens there in the Hahnheide. Then when we came to the States, we resumed our natural history endeavors in Maine. Although my father and mother made a big expedition to Mexico for a collection for the University of Kansas, and that then opened up a contract for Angola, Africa, for several years. And in the meantime, Marianne and I, we were put into a home here in Maine, and that's where I spent another 6 years. So the Goodwill Home and Farm was a Eden of a sort, in that the sense it was about 3,000 acres of woods and fields, and kids were encouraged, more than encouraged, to work in the gardens, in the barns, and with the animals. I spent a lot of time in the woods whenever I had a chance. In part, it was escape from the house cottage where I was, because the house mother was kind of down on me for a number of reasons. And so I had quite a few difficulties there, and actually ran away with a couple of my buddies, and we planned for several months in a getaway. Eventually, took off one night and, you know, had a little backpack. I remember I had a box of raisins and a can of Spam, and I don't think we had too much more. I don't know what we were thinking, but I guess at that age you don't think. And so we were headed out into the woods. We were actually going to head right to these woods right here, where I am right now. Ironic that I should end up here. Long and short of it is that a couple of days later we were back. I finished and, you know, didn't have a penny to go to college or anything like that, never really expected it, but and it's hard to think about it, because when you think of how narrow the margin was, it made it possible. I mean, I had a pretty good record in school, but not extraordinary, anything like that. I mean, after all, I could hardly speak English. I did make a mark in running, so then the principal said, you ought to go to college, because, you know, you could make the team at the University of Maine. That was my main impetus for going to school, really. I wanted to run. But once I got there, I pretty much broke my back. I was working with weights the day I got there in the weight room, and something snapped in my back, and I was on my back and couldn't run. And so I studied, and I did very well. I remember when I finally went to graduate school, they said I got a 99th percentile on the biology exams. I had a pretty good chance for graduate school. I had stayed for a master's degree because of a very important mentor there named Dick Cook, who was a cell biologist, and I helped him in the lab washing dishes, and eventually one thing or another, helping with the research, and I got really interested in it and made it my master's thesis there that sent me on my way to UCLA.